Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. The crowd may be a bit smaller for the annual Independence Day concert and fireworks show on the Boston Esplanade tonight. It's the first major public gathering in the city since the Boston Marathon attack. We met up with some of the officials involved at the command center near the Esplanade this week. We talked with David Mugar, who founded the Boston Pops Fireworks Spectacular 40 years ago, about his plans to watch tonight's show.
Where will you be?
Probably will be here most all the time.
Really?
Because the biggest threat to the event is weather, always. It was 140 years ago, will be 140 years from now.
And so you'll probably be here in the command center.
You know, Unified Command Center, yes.
And watching
my
the event.
My seat is right over there.
Are you nervous at all?
No.
No. I mean, these alleged bombers, you know, said apparently that they were planning this event first.
Mm-hmm.
You're not nervous?
I'm not nervous.
No.
No, my children and my grandchildren will be here. I would never place my own family in harm's way if I thought there was any real concern.
The increased security measures that are in place this year, though, include more surveillance cameras, more restrictions on traffic, and more restrictions on what revelers can bring to the Esplanade. Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis says there will be many more police patrols all around the city.
I won't get into exact numbers, but there's hundreds of Boston police officers, hundreds of state troopers, significant presence of police in this area.
And that's more than previous years, typically.
Yeah, it is. We've increased substantially. We also have increased numbers in the neighborhoods. We're paying attention to the potential threat of violence in the neighborhood, as well as downtown.
Because you've got sort of a twofold challenge, you indicate.
We do, yeah. We have two major issues occurring. We have this big celebration and fireworks display that brings in hundreds of thousands of people to the city. But then in addition to that, we have parties and events that are occurring in each neighborhood.
Because it's the summer and because there's been an uptick in violence. Is
exactly.
that accurate
yep.
to
combination
say that?
Combination of both things, yeah.
Okay. Now, I know that during the hearings on the marathon bombings, you had expressed concern about a police state, I believe was the term that you used, and how we have to balance public safety concerns and also letting people live their lives and enjoy events like the 4th of July.
Yep.
How did you operate in that philosophy in trying to plan an event like this?
Well, there are reasonable accommodations that people have to make. The fact that a backpack was used in the attack at the marathon has played into our planning. So we're doing things that will give us an ability to either limit those type of devices coming into a place, or when they do come in, we can search and look very carefully at it. But we're trying to do that and also encourage people to come to the event. And so I want to stress that the plans on the Esplanade have been put together by the state police. The mayor and I have been looking very closely at what we intend to do for other events that occur in the city. And we're taking a lot of lessons from other police departments, people that do this very well for many years, but with an eye towards making sure that we have an environment that people will still feel welcoming.
So even though we have dozens of agencies here and hundreds more officers, you think that it's not going to feel like a police state?
I don't think it will. And there's hundreds of thousands of people that come here, and I think that people are going to feel more secure with the increased police presence and not feel intimidated by it.
As far as you know, any threat to the event?
No, none whatsoever. At this point in time, there's no indication that there's any specific threat to this event.
Will you be going to the show
on
the Esplanade?
Yep, no question.
Okay, thanks very much.
Nice to see you.
You too.
That's Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis. To see a schedule of the festivities and to learn more about the new restrictions, go to our website, wbur.org.